Welcome to Our Sleeve Life podcast, hosted by Kelly and Mel, two lifelong friends who took control of their lives by having gastric sleeve surgery 5 years apart. This podcast is for you, our listeners, whether you're pre-op, post-op, maintaining, being a support person, or maybe none of these, but this is your podcast. Now it's time for the show. Welcome back, everybody. We are on episode 6, and today we're going to discuss non-scale victories. The scale doesn't always tell the whole story of your journey, so that's where non-scale victories come into play. So we're first going to discuss what are non-scale victories.
Yeah, which is kind of funny because I didn't know what this was until a year ago.
Yeah.
So until you started posting it.
Yeah. So I get questions all the time.
Yeah. Cause like 5 years ago, I don't know.
Yeah.
None of that. I still didn't even know what it was. And so like when you start posting, I'm like, what is NSV? I don't understand.
It stands for non-scale victory.
Yeah. Which it makes a lot more sense because that actually helps you a lot better.
It does mentally. Definitely. Yeah. It's, any victories that aren't scale related.
Yep.
So,
now is that just scale or just or number related? Like do inches, like if you do,
I feel like inches would be a non-scale victory because okay. It's not based on your weight. Like
it's true.
Because not, I mean, you can have two people standing right next to each other that weigh the exact same and they're going to look completely different.
Yep.
So, and you can have somebody that weighs 120 pounds, but it doesn't make them healthy.
No.
So
it doesn't.
I feel like non-scale victories really show how far you've come in your journey. And when the scale stops moving, which it's eventually going to.
It has to.
You will still have those non-scale victories, whether they're small or big or anything in between. Mm-hmm. So I know I have some examples of just generic non-scale victories.
Okay.
More energy, which we've discussed in earlier episodes.
Yes, yes.
I actually had inches lost on my examples. And I tried to do every month with my inches, but it's not always easy to stop and measure yourself every month.
What are your measurements, but how much have you lost in measurements? Do you remember?
I think it's just over 6 feet.
Damn.
All girl. Over. So, I mean, yeah. My husband's 6'4", so I essentially lost his height.
His height.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. In inches. In like, in inches around.
Right. Yeah. Now. Yeah. So, and that's just my stomach, hips, thighs, arms, and neck.
Holy shit, girl.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
Because that's insane. And that's a great non-scale victory. Right? Like, how could you not be proud of that?
Yeah. Because you've obviously made progress. And even if I mean, I've still lost 116 pounds, but even if I had not even hit my goal weight, that would still be really inspiring to be like, oh yeah, I can do this. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
So.
That's a good one.
Now, you didn't take measurements.
Nope. Nope.
Nope. You didn't want to know.
No, I knew it was going to be a two-person job.
Mm.
And I did not want to, I was not comfortable asking Eric to do that.
Okay.
And
that's fair.
I didn't want to subject him to measurements of his wife.
Okay.
I felt weird to me. And yeah. I didn't want him to be in this world with me.
Yeah.
That's kind of the deal.
Okay.
I feel like it was more like my own, like very personal. So, mm-hmm. like, because he was excited and he's like, yeah, like, holy crap, Mel, like, look, we can like buy this now. I'm like, no, I can't because I can't fit into that. And he's like, will you stop it?
Yeah.
Because <'Cause> I can. Because he sees me every day. I don't mm-hmm. see myself literally every day. So,
yeah. You were overweight your entire life. So you were desensitized to anything other than what you weighed for the majority of your life.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Always big. So I was always just looked at the big clothes. So.
Yeah.
And that's like, that was one of my first non-scale victories.
Yeah.
Was Volcom.
Oh, that's right.
The store.
Yeah.
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 You wanted to buy clothes from Volcom.
And, well, not even just that. It was like going into the store and like picking out the dress and if it's,
yes,
and you can walk out in it. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I was able to do that at Volcom. I was like, there's no way. Cause like you look at those advertisements and then the people that are in there too, like
they're tiny.
Salespeople are so tiny sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I'm not going to fit in any of this bullshit.
Yep.
Like they're so pretty, but I can't wear it.
Well, and you don't want to get embarrassed if you can't.
Right. Cause I've done that my whole life. So yeah. Now after you lose a bunch of weight, when you put on clothes, you're so scared it's going to be too tight.
Mm-hmm.
Cause then that means that you've gained some weight.
Yep.
So it's like, you get all freaked out. So when I was able to go into the dressing room and put on that dress and put on those jeans, they both fit. And I was like, oh, I'm buying these.
Yep. And it immediately helps you even if you haven't lost any weight.
Yeah.
Like on the scale.
Because I wasn't losing a bunch of weight back then when I was able to do that. Because that like took a while for me to even get the courage to go inside one of those. So like, I think, because I like peaked out a year and like 9 months. Almost to 2 years is where I peaked for like no more weight loss was happening. I was just like plateaued.
That's pretty good though.
It was like, but it was like little at the very, very end, which is normal, but I had to just deal with that. But these little things like the Volcom thing, that probably happened at the very end when I was like, okay, maybe I can do this.
Yeah.
And Eric helped because like we get a lot of our son's clothes there because they have great sales.
Yeah, they do.
So Dylan loves his clothes. So we would go there, and then I was starting to look at the clothes. I'm like, oh, maybe I can.
Yeah.
Like now I have like a full jacket and everything.
Yeah. So another example is also with Inches Lost, fitting into smaller sizes, which goes right along with what you're saying. I love to look back at the fact that I went from 18. I mean, I was literally buying jeans every 2 weeks.
Yeah, you are quick.
Yeah.
You are so fucking quick.
Yeah. And I did not expect that. So every jean step that I made where it was like, oh, I'm in a size 16. Oh, I'm in a size 14. It was so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept me very motivated to stay on track and not to let any of my semi-stalls or, you know, because you get...
Or triggers to take over.
I mean, because you are automatically going to have triggers. And you are going to automatically have times where you're not losing any weight. And so that was just on point with my whole journey. Like, okay, I'm still making progress, even if it's not on the scale.
Yes. Yes. What was your first one?
My first one was, I'm trying to think. I think it was just being healthier and being able to get out of bed and get out of my bedroom.
Explain why that's so important to you.
So with having autoimmune diseases, so I have rheumatology.
That's a study.
Rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, and lupus. And so I was basically bedridden for about 3 years. I didn't really leave my bedroom. If I had to get out, I would go and do whatever I needed to do, and then I would come right back into bed. So being able to feel better, and by feeling better, it was just an overall like alertness that I now know is the energy.
Yeah.
But I hadn't had
you
that.
Felt awake.
So, yeah, I hadn't had that in so long that it was so, it was such a big wake up call of, wow, I really have my life back. Like, I can get up, I can move, I can leave the house, and I'm not stuck in those four walls.
It's very freeing.
It was. So that, I think to this day, that is one of my biggest non-scale victories.
Okay.
Hands down. Just being able to move and be happy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely one of mine is like the energy, because we talked about the fog.
Yeah.
So like that was huge. And realizing what it was, because I'm like, why do I feel so just like awake? Like, I'm energized. Like, in the morning, I'm like, what's going on, guys? How's it going? And, like, sometimes I'm way too hyper for people now. And I totally know. And I have to, like, check myself because I'm like, oof, they can't handle me right now.
And most of the time, you are uncaffeinated.
Oh, so, I don't drink coffee. Like, yeah. I'm 100% on water and protein shakes in the morning till like,
yeah.
Yeah, I literally drink water and tea till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. And then I have a protein shake and then I have a dinner. That's it. So, and I'm this chipper.
Wow. Wow. So,
and that's just from like eating healthy, taking your vitamins. But I've always been kind of an upbeat person anyway. I'm a bubbly personality.
Yeah. You've always had that innate happiness about you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but like that's like enhanced it now. So like that energy is a great boost.
Yeah.
And it does make you go longer. The days aren't as long anymore.
Yeah. Because you're looking forward to your entire day, not just waiting for you to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the new you now.
Yeah. And with feeling better, there's also better sleep.
Yes.
I may wake up at 3 a.m. every single morning. However, that time between 10 o'clock at night and 3 a.m., I get pretty good sleep.
Yeah, so you do.
It's, I think the, because I definitely had a CPAP machine. Yeah. I had all of that. And so that keeps you from sleeping really well because you're stopping breathing in the middle of the night.
Yes. And were you not using your thing?
I was not.
Okay.
I could not get over the whole face mask thing. I just couldn't. And I tried and I just couldn't do it. And I think part of me knew I was having surgery. And so I was like, well, if I have surgery and I lose weight, then I'm not going to stop breathing.
Yeah, I feel you.
I mean, I sleep great now.
Yeah.
So for the most part.
But now you know the difference is that because you're not waking up as much in the night and you're sleeping 100% and you're breathing better, you feel better.
Yeah.
So you've made that connection. Because I think that's all what I can tell with people these days is they're not making the connection of if I slept well, that means I'm going to feel well. Or if I eat good, I'm going to feel good.
Yep.
Like we're so disconnected from like our sensories in that way. It's like, no, think about it.
Well, and not to mention when you don't, for me personally, when I eat crap, I'm going to feel like crap.
Right.
Because the sugar and the sugar that your body turns carbs into feeds my...
Or your lupus.
Yeah, it feeds
It's inflammation in your body.
It is. Yeah. Or like if I eat tomatoes. Tomatoes have natural properties in them that cause inflammation to happen in your system.
Oh, dude, and I used to make you eat tomatoes all the time.
Yeah. So thank you for making my body hurt all the time.
Okay, so when I worked, side note story.
No, yeah, I need backstory for sure. Okay.
So I worked at Arby's for like, hold on.
So backstory.
This is backstory.
I hate tomatoes.
Because she hates tomatoes.
I hate tomatoes. I like ketchup. I will eat ketchup. Yeah. I hate tomatoes.
It's sugar tomato.
Yeah, it's literally sugar tomato.
Thank you. Yeah.
But I would eat ketchup.
Tomato soup?
No.
Okay, so you don't like tomatoes.
I do not like tomatoes.
And it's funny because it's like passionate how much she doesn't like tomatoes.
Okay, so the backstory.
Is that,
Backstory
okay.
now.
Okay. Now, fast forward, I'm working at Arby's. Mm-hmm. I lived on my own with Kelly, this guy Zach, and our other friend Megan.
Okay.
And she lived with us, and so I would bring home free food, and I knew what sandwich she wanted. And I would always put tomatoes on it, no matter what.
Every time.
No matter what sandwich. She would change the sandwich, and there would always be a tomato on it.
Yes. Or I would go in and help her close, being the nice friend that I am.
I
would ask for a sandwich, and she would put goddamn tomatoes on it. Tomatoes.
Because all she wanted was everywhere. Meat, cheese, and the lettuce. I'm like, you need more vitamins.
Yes. So she put tomatoes on my sandwich.
Oh, God.
And lo and behold, you made me hurt. It's your fault.
It so is. I'm just like, I'll never try to feed you tomatoes.
You caused my lupus.
You know what's funny?
Are you happy about that?
I didn't do that. You did like to that shit. But I did actually just try to make you have tomatoes even like, what, weeks ago in the guacamole.
Yeah.
Because I chopped it up and put it up there. You need it for the taste.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I don't need tomatoes. They cause inflammation in my system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Stop giving me tomatoes. I'm going to turn around and everywhere I'm going to look, I'm going to see a tomato. Hashtag tomato. Tomato.
Non-scale victories.
Okay.
Non-scale victories.
Thank you.
Hashtag I hate tomatoes and it's your fault that I'm sick. Okay.
Got it. Check mark.
So the other, and back to our actual topic of this episode.
Oh, yeah, true.
Did you forget?
No.
You forgot? Is people asking, have you lost weight? Now, I feel like...
How is that a non-skill victory?
Well, because people are noticing it in you. Like, and so you're like, oh, yeah, I have lost weight. Thanks. Mm. Or it can go complete opposite and be like, no, don't talk to me about it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's why I wanted to put it in here, because it could go either way. Because you could just want to be like, no, I didn't lose weight. I don't know what you're talking about. Uh-huh. Even though you have lost weight.
Right.
But, and then, go ahead.
Has someone really said that to you though?
Have you lost weight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every time I go anywhere, people are asking, like, what am I doing? Now, granted, I don't keep this a secret.
No,
like,
you don't.
Not. Everybody and their mom should know that I had weight loss surgery by now. Because I talk about it with complete strangers. I don't care. But some people continue to ask, like, what have you done? What are you eating? Mm. What's your exercise plan? All of that. But yes, every time I go out, it's, oh my gosh, you look so good.
That's what I got. Okay. So that's what I was getting to. Because I've never had someone be like, oh, you lost weight. It was always like, oh, you're looking so good.
Yeah. I've had both. Like, the questions and, like, just the statement.
I think... Maybe because I was always big, they're just like, yeah, obviously.
Well, I mean, if you look at my before photos,
it's true story.
It's quite a bit difference.
No, it is. It's true.
So people don't want to be rude. So I feel like.
See, if we were going look wise for a non-skill victory, it would be the fact of knowing you're attractive now. If that's where you want to go, because like that's interesting. You're like, oh, you're talking to me. Oh, you're buying me a drink. What's going on here? Who are you? Why are you messaging me?
Yeah.
I got, you want to see this shit? This is stupid. Okay. So this actually happened.
Sidebar. While Melanie pulls up something on her phone.
This is what happens now. I don't know why. I don't know who this person is. I get this text. This is on Tuesday. It says, hey. I'm like, hello, who is this? I get a picture of him. Here you guys go.
Oh.
I don't know who this motherfucker is.
Oh, wow.
Some Mexican guy.
Wow.
He looks good.
He's handsome.
But I don't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah, why are you texting random people? How do you have my number?
But the deal is, like, I do have it public on Facebook. If someone's, like, a friend of mine, a friend or a friend can see it, I think, is what I have it.
Oh.
But, yeah, like, that shit happens. I'm like, oh, okay, so I am pretty. So that's a non-scale victory.
Okay, all right. Like, getting random texts from guys apparently. With pictures, apparently.
I mean, I don't. Obviously, I don't engage. I'm just like, who's this?
I would hope not. And then it's
like, oh, I don't know you. We don't talk.
Yeah.
So that's just how that works.
Oh, wow. But
if we're going to go look-wise, that's where I would go for a non-skill factor. All right.
Well, we get both sides of it.
My other one, so my number two.
Yes.
Second one that I noticed.
Yeah.
The towel. Which I know.
Oh, that was a huge one. Yeah. That was huge.
That was for both of us. When you don't have to use a beach towel to cover yourself.
Yep.
That feels real great.
Yep. Or when you go to a hotel and the regular towels fit around you just fine.
Yes.
Yep.
And then you look at me and you're like, oh, I look good in this towel.
Yeah, right? I posted that non-scale victory on Instagram.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I was so excited that we had gone on vacation to Missouri to visit friends. I know people are probably out there, why are you going to Missouri on your vacation?
Seriously. So wild over there.
Yeah, it is. No, it is a lot of fun, actually.
No, you do. You have a ton of fun. Just people don't know what to do in Missouri, but you do.
Yeah. You go to St. Louis and you go to Melting Pot.
There you go.
Even if you can only eat a kid's meal at Melting Pot.
But they took it.
They did.
They were nice.
They did.
So props to Melting Pot.
Yeah. They were really nice, and I didn't even have to show my card.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They were just like, oh, no, we're good.
Very cool.
So I paid like $10 for a Melting Pot meal. Score.
Oh, so that's what I need to do next time when we go.
Yep.
I'll try something different.
Yep. There we go. Okay. It's a date.
Okay.
You all heard it here first. Yep. Yes, the towel. Being in the hotel and like getting out of the shower. And like for some reason, you're always like, these towels are tiny. I don't know why they give you these towels to you. And then when you are actually down to a, you know, quotation mark, normal size, they actually fit. You're like,
they totally fit.
Oh, yeah. So exciting.
Yeah, that was the best. Like when we were in Mexico, I think that's when I first remembered it. And I was able to wrap myself and I was like, oh, sweet.
Yep. Yeah. It is the best feeling.
Yeah.
One of the best feelings. And just knowing that you're like, okay, I made it. This is a big milestone.
I was like, Eric, look,
I'm in a towel.
I was like, I can fit this. Like, this is a tiny one.
Yep.
It's the one I normally use for my hair.
Yeah.
And now I can wrap it around myself. This is pretty cool. And then right after that was the collarbone.
I have that on my list too.
Oh my
collarbone
God.
Collarbone was a big non-scale victory.
So good. I was like, I would tap it. I still tap it.
Yeah,
like,
I do too.
I got a collarbone. Yeah. And you can see it. Anyways, yes. Collarbone.
Yeah.
Tapping it.
Yeah.
So
I do it all day long.
Yeah.
Or I'll just like make sure it's still there for some reason. I don't know. Like it's going to disappear overnight.
I just love it in photos.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's really cool. It's like, oh.
I now buy shirts that like are specifically like, oh, you can see my collarbone.
Oh, do you really?
Or you can see my shoulders. Like, because I never liked my shoulders. I never had, like, I've always obviously had a collarbone, but you've never been able to see it.
No, and I have like two dresses from Volcom that are just two pretty much like the tubes.
Yes.
Or whatever. And it like kind of flares out.
Aww. So,
yeah,
there's cute. No.
Yeah.
I love it.
I just remembered because I have a really cool picture that's black and white of me with that dress on.
And you can see my shoulders. Like, you can see my shoulders. My neck. My collarbone.
Like we joke about my neck because Eric's like, you and your fucking neck. Like, it's so, like a giraffe with a neck now. And I was like, you're just begging you don't get a neck. So,
holy fuck. It's true because he does not have a neck.
Right now. Yeah. He's so mad. He's so mad. Because like, unfortunately, when you get older, a lot of dudes gain weight in their neck and face.
I did not.
And I hear that a lot with the dudes at work. That. So it's because you did it in your traps. And so, like, that's like the top of your neck. So, like, seriously, like, Eric, yeah, every time, because he's been out of work for so long. So he gained like a good 20 pounds, 25 pounds. He knows.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want a fucking neck.
He'll get it back. It just takes work.
Yeah. He'll like, with him, it's annoying because we all know that boys drop weight way faster than we do.
Yes.
So, like, what's going to happen is he's going to work for 2 weeks. And then he'll be right back down.
Yeah.
It's like, so, fuck you, dickhole.
Also, side story, both of our husbands work for UPS.
Yeah.
So, when they go to work, they work very hard and they drop weight very quickly.
They do almost like 10 to 12 miles a day.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Like, and that's like up and down stairs and shit. Like, that's hard work.
Yep. They basically run all day long.
Yeah. So thank all of your carriers because literally they're Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So they are nice Santa Claus. To them.
They are.
Give them water in the summer. Give them treats in the Christmas time.
Yep.
Be nice.
Yep. Make a little treat basket, leave it by your door. Yeah. And then they can come and take what they need. It's a good. And then you'll get your packages like really nicely.
That's true. And they'll hide them for you.
They will hide them.
Yeah. They will take care of you.
Yes.
So
PSA for the night.
Seriously.
Leave a treat basket outside your door for your carriers.
Summer and winter.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyways.
Back to our subject for the night.
Okay. So do you have any more in the collarbone?
I do. I actually have, or about the collarbone.
Yeah, about the collarbone.
Now I'm good on the collarbone.
Okay. Cool.
So another really big thing for me that goes along with me being able to leave my bedroom is getting my life back, being able to see my friends, get an actual job. Like, okay, I had an actual job. I worked very hard at my job as a photographer. But being able to leave your house every day for work, there's as much as we don't want to go to work when you've had that stripped away.
Yeah, you want it.
You want to go to work.
It.
And like in the last like few weeks, I would say, I've really started like taking the time in the morning to like do my hair, put on makeup, wear nice clothes.
You have a purpose now.
Yeah. And it's like for the longest time, even though I was working, I didn't do that.
What NSV is a family?
Like just being able to see your family and go out and do things and have that family. Okay. Family time back kind of thing.
That wasn't one for me, so.
No, because you were always outgoing, mm-hmm. so it didn't matter, like.
Well, I had never had to experience what you've experienced.
No.
Like, I've never been bedridden in my life, so I'm never going to act like I know what I'm doing at that point.
No.
But, I mean, only thing I would say for family-wise, it would be just, like, not getting tired when I was around them.
Yeah.
So that
technically
was nice.
You did get your family time back because you were able to do more. Yeah, and, like,
awake more, energized more.
Yeah.
I can, like, deal with the bullshit that comes out of my teenager's mouth. Way more patient, you know? Like, that was a blessing. It kind of helps.
More patient?
It helps me be more patient than before, I think.
I am way more on edge.
That can be the weed. I don't know. It's one of the two. It probably helps.
Oh, I'm going to say more on the weed side. Probably. But that's just
me. I mean, it helps. He's not getting slapped, so. Your kid,
you can't say that.
I would never slap my child, but I can want to. I can want to. I'm allowed to want to. I'm not allowed to do it.
Okay.
Every parent will agree.
She's not wrong.
It's just some people, you have to tell them not to shake the baby. That's the problem.
Oh, my God.
We're not those people. We know the rules.
I'm glad that we're not those people because
so dark.
I could not. I can't. I can't even with your face right now. Okay. I can't.
Stop the baby duck.
Okay. Next one on our list as we go past child abuse. being comfortable in jeans.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
That was a huge one because for the longest time, all I wore were leggings.
Oh, yes, you did. It was black leggings.
Yeah, it was black leggings because I thought they were slimming. FYI, they were not slimming.
They were. It was just you wore black shirts as well. You can't do black on black on black.
Oh, you can. And I did.
You did.
But it is not as slimming as I thought it was going to be.
Right. Yes. That's what I'm saying. I figured if you did like a different top. It might look slimmy.
I didn't want to wear color because I felt like it.
I know,
like it pulled your attention to all of my flubby
people
flubness.
It would notice.
Yeah, that's
the deal.
Technical term, also. Yeah. So just so you're fully aware, flubness is a technical term.
Flubby flubness. Oh my God! Hashtag flubby flubness.
Yes. Okay.
You're so ridiculous.
Hashtag,
I love it.
I'm making a note that's going to go into our.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Producer, just once you hear it.
Add it onto the hashtags.
You're listening to us right now, so just do it right now.
Yes. So being comfortable in jeans again. That's just a huge one because I never wore jeans. After you get, I was in a size 18. I was not comfortably in a size 18.
No one ever is. Don't lie to your salespeople. Yeah, you're not.
You're not comfortable in a size 18. So getting down into a size 16 and being like, comfortable in them and being able to wear them on a daily basis. I now wear jeans every day.
Yeah. And what I mean by you don't feel comfortable, I mean, like, you probably feel comfortable in your own skin. I'm just saying those pants probably don't feel the greatest.
No, they don't.
When you're getting up to that size.
I feel like some people are totally fine with, like, I'm a size 16, totally fine with that. And people are really good. But then there's other times, like, I was not comfortable in a size 18.
No.
Like, physically or mentally, I was not good in a size 18.
Right.
And so now I can officially say I'm in a size 4 jean.
Holy hell.
And that's crazy all in itself.
Yeah.
The sizing, like, so I went from a 2XL shirt to now I am a small.
Jesus.
And jeans, I went from a probably should have been a size 20. Jean.
Okay. That's where I was at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To a size 4. Like, it's so crazy.
It baffles me because I'm the lowest I've gotten to is a 10.
Yeah, but that's still amazing.
I know,
like, that's still 10 pant sizes.
I know. But like, I would love to be not in double digits.
But you're going to get there.
I will get there. I'll get to an 8. That's it.
Yep.
Like, I don't want to actually get any smaller than an 8. Like, I don't. Not at all. Like, I'm really comfortable right now, so.
But you've just always
into an
been.
It'd be great. I've always been thicker, and I have hips.
Yes.
Like.
And I have no hips and no butt.
Yeah.
So, I feel like that added to my size 4 sizing.
Oh, definitely did. Yeah. Definitely did.
I mean, I've always had thin legs.
You need to do some squats.
I know.
You need to do lots of
I do squats all day at work, but you I need to go to the gym. Too. Yeah, I need to eat more protein.
Yeah, you need more protein.
I still need to get on that.
Kelly.
I'm not good at the whole recording what
okay,
you eat.
Okay, people,
thing.
Help me get her to eat her freaking protein. So you're doing all the work at work. Might as well get the butt out of it.
Yeah, true.
Come on.
I know. I hear everything you're saying. Okay.
Can you just do it? Thank you.
Just do it.
Just do it, please.
Hashtag just do it.
Because, like, I now have, like, a little bit of a butt. So it's nice.
You do.
Yeah.
But you've been working out again solidly for the last...
I wouldn't say off and on. The first two... Wait. It's just been these last 2.5 years. Ever since I started working where I work now, I 100% stopped working out. Because my job is so stressful. And I just, like, felt mentally exhausted. There was times I didn't even talk to people. Like, I had friends get mad at me because I didn't want to, like... talk. I just wanted to do it through text. And
with those friends,
I know. It's annoying, but I just didn't want to talk because I talk all day long and my brain's on all day long. And the last thing I wanted to do was go work out. So
exactly.
I didn't. And now I'm back on the game.
But you have a home gym.
So I do have a home gym now because my husband and I have worked really hard to like build it. Like we had to do it piece by piece. Like we had to get the stall mats first, you know? And then like we had an old TV. That was like, we were going to toss because it's like 6-7 years old. But we're like, you know what? It still works. So we put that on the wall. We plugged in a Chromecast to it.
Yep.
And then now I just YouTube like sessions.
Which is awesome.
So.
I wish that I could do that.
Yeah. Like it's some discipline because there was a good stint that I didn't use it, you know? So just getting into a routine is like
a big
deal. So
in this last little bit, you've been what? A month? Or longer.
For what?
Since you've been back to working out.
I would say good 7.
Good 7 weeks?
Yeah, because like we're doing a weight loss challenge at work. We just hit 8 weeks.
Yes.
But that first week was me mainly like trying to get my food under control. Like getting it back to like 100, like 1500 calories is what I've been trying
to
do.
Where you're happy.
Yeah. So, because I'm doing this healthy. These people are going nuts. Like the dudes are going like way too far. This is like, just a normal weight loss count. These are tall men, I would say like 6 foot tall at least, a couple of them are. And they're like eating barely 1,200 calories.
Oh.
And I mean,
unhealthy.
They're getting all their liquid. Like they do, they will get all their water intake.
Yeah.
But they're eating so less and it's just like, they're dropping weight so quick and I get it, but I just can't do it.
But then as soon as you're done and you go back to eating like how you normally would, you're going to gain it all back.
Yeah. Like I'm not depriving myself. So like what I've been doing is just staying underneath my calorie count. So like I went to a trivia night and I had fries. Like,
yeah, but I
don't care. I had a grilled cheese sandwich. I know I shouldn't have, but I really wanted it. And I had one half of it and Eric had the other half.
Okay.
And then I had like a handful of fries.
Okay, but did that ruin your entire...
Nope.
Yeah,
not at
exactly.
All. Not so, at all. I was still under the calorie count.
Yeah.
And because I halved it. Like, you can still sometimes have what you want when you're at this stage. You just have to be very mindful of what you're doing.
Well, I think any stage that you're in, I mean, once you get put back on like, you know, essentially real food because you're in your pureed and everything like that, some people are going to have their... cheat nights or cheat meals or whatever, and they'll eat something that they know isn't necessarily good for them.
Yeah.
But I think as long as you're aware of like, okay, yes, I am eating this. This is what I want. After this is done, I'm moving on.
Yeah, you gotta like, this is what I learned from you. What you told me is like, just start over the next thing. So don't wait till Monday, but be like, no, my next meal is gonna be good.
Exactly.
The next day I'll have my workout. Like, why are we waiting until Monday? Like, just do it tonight or
because
tomorrow.
Because I think society just has us like, okay, we're gonna start Sunday night or we're gonna start Monday morning. And that's not.
Not necessarily. Just do it on the next meal.
Just.
Make better choices on your next time you have to make a choice. Make a better choice.
Make a better choice. Yeah. Whether it's working out, eating, or anything.
Right.
You would just make a better choice.
Yeah, just do it the next time. And what I was actually trying to get at with the of what you can eat at the later stages mm-hmm. is the fact of like, I don't feel pain really anymore.
Yeah.
So I felt pain for a long time.
Yeah.
I would say it was just this last year.
Really?
Like one full year.
Wow. Where
I have not had pain. So that's what's, I mean, I still, like, I get the burp, so I know, like, mm-hmm. that's when I'm full.
Yeah.
So I still have signals that yeah. help, so, which is great. But I can, like, I could probably have ate the whole grilled cheese.
Yeah.
You know?
But you chose not to.
But I know that, hey, my body should only have this, though, because mm-hmm. this is what I'm used to eating. This is what my stomach's used to processing.
Yeah.
So I just try to stay in the moment of, like, oh, this is what you would normally eat, so just yeah. eat this. It just doesn't take me as long to eat it, and that's yeah. what scares me.
Yeah.
Because a grilled cheese sandwich, even half of it, would mm-hmm. take 2 hours
yeah.
to eat. I was a very slow eater.
Mm-hmm.
I was a very, like, chew everything.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, one half would last so long, but now it's not. It's like 30 minutes, which scares me because I'm like, that means I can fit more in here. And I don't want to be able to fit more in here.
Yeah, but you're then I feel like still I can having eat
more.
But I'm your just, brain is still stopping you.
It
you're
is.
You're still it's realizing just, that you can't, that whether you can or can't eat a whole grilled cheese.
Right.
You're still stopping.
I am. But so, it's like a slippery slope. So I have to yes. definitely watch it when I'm doing something naughty, I guess.
Well,
when it comes yeah. to food, I have to be like very careful and very selective when I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So.
But you are selective, which is a non-skill victory yeah. all in itself because you are choosing
it's
to make the
discipline.
Correct choices.
Yeah.
I'm so, and whether you had a hiccup, you know, it, for a year or 6 months or right. even, you know, a month, you're still making the active decision to be a better you and
yeah, I'm hyper aware. Yeah.
Yeah, and not eat that entire grilled cheese.
Yeah.
So you're making progresses. You may not see it as a progress, but it is a progress.
It is. It's just it's so like minuscule. It's hard to see.
Exactly.
So I have one that was a biggie for me.
Yeah.
Yep. It was when, okay, so backstory. Because
lots of backstories tonight.
Yeah. So because I was 308 pounds.
Yes.
I mean, that's the highest I got to.
Yeah.
But when I met my husband, I was probably like a little over 200.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always been with the bigger Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he's ever known. And he's a smaller guy. So like we're the same height, but he weighs like, he used to be like 160.
Yeah.
And so he's just more of a buffy. How would you describe that?
He's like,
like pipe by arms.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He was like short and stocky.
Yeah,
yeah,
stocky.
Yeah.
That was the word I was looking for.
So super strong dude. So I was like, I'll never be able to fit in this man's shirt. But that was like the biggest thing. Like as a girl, you always want to be able to fit into your dude's shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. You're just like, oh, I just love it.
Yep.
Get all comfy and cozy in it. And I was like, there's no way. My dude's like a medium. This is ridiculous. But finally, I wear all his shirts.
Yep.
Yep. I can wear all of them.
You share shirts, right?
We can share, like, we share a whole wardrobe now because, like, any, like, T-shirts that I wear, like, he can wear, so.
That's so funny.
It's super cool because, like, now I have a bunch of band shirts.
I inherited them. You didn't have to go out and buy any.
Yeah. It's so cool. And then I actually, like, took over his, it's a bike company shirt. Like, it's a tank top. Fucking love that tank top.
Yeah.
So, like, he put it on like after I've been wearing it for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, that doesn't look good on you anymore. That's all mine. I look better in it.
Nope, it's mine.
He's like, damn it, you do look better in it. Like,
that's funny.
I'm going to wear that now.
That's
like
awesome.
Like a different shirt. So that was like a huge thing for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, he was like, yeah, it's not like comfy and cozy, but his sweaters are. So that's nice.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So that's, I love that.
Yeah, Cody gave me some shirts back when I was at my highest.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a UPS one and then his fantasy football league made sweatshirts. It's totally geeky, but they're into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he washed it once and it shrunk.
Oh no.
And so he gave it to me.
Okay.
Which is what normally happens with their shirts. They shrink and then they give them to us. So I love these sweatshirts because they're just hoodies, like super comfy. Yeah. Like
throw them on over your leggings, do whatever you want.
Exactly. And now, like, they're so big on me it makes me sad because I'm like, I want my sweatshirts back.
Oh, no.
All of my sweatshirts, like, I have like three sweatshirts that I cycle between, and they're all like, it's to my knees. Like, it's bad, but
they are really, well, I refuse. He's really tall. So he has,
yeah.
Like, what size is he in a sweater? Extra large?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're a small.
And I'm a small. So, yeah. So it's a little bit of a, but I refuse to get rid of these shirts.
Oh, I wouldn't. I wouldn't get rid of them
at
all.
Like, when I'm at home and I just want to be comfy, that's what I throw on. Yeah. But I have this car sweater that, yes, like, literally has, it's the ugliest sweater. It has a picture of a car on it. Like, he got it for free from one of his stops. And he brought it home to me and he was like, this seems like something you would be, like, comfy in. It is my go-to sweatshirt.
Yep, and he's not wrong. He was 100% right on that.
Yep.
Love it.
And I absolutely love the sweater. And it is getting to the point where it's like, I will, it's almost too big on me. And I'm like, nope, even if it's a Snuggie, I'm still wearing it.
That's true. You can take that shit camping.
Yeah. Oh, and it does. We lost it for like 6 months after we moved into our house.
Mm.
I was devastated because anytime I didn't feel good, that was the shirt I wanted to wear. Like,
oh no.
Because it was just big and comfy and cozy. Yeah. Now it's like, yeah, it's crazy. Like, literally, I could take camping and tent in it at this point. Yeah.
Well, now we know what to bring.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just bring Kelly's sweatshirt. And yeah.
Yeah. What was it like? For me, it was a swimsuit. There was a swimsuit was a...
Oh, yeah. You had a...
Mine's apparently all the random clothes that I can wear. Well, I'm realizing.
But, I mean, you didn't really wear swimsuits before.
No.
And you didn't wear dresses before, unless it was forced, like prom or something.
100%.
So these are all clothes that you never got to experience.
Yeah.
And now that you're at a weight where you feel good about yourself and, like, not even a weight, but just overall feel better about yourself as a person, you can wear them all.
Yep, I can wear them all.
So you should, you definitely enjoy the crap
enjoy
out of
the
all
crap
of them.
Out of it. Yeah, because like the swimsuit thing was cool because like I could pick out any swimsuit I wanted.
Yeah.
Like that wasn't, I mean, I'm going to, of course, wear like a one piece, but like I'm not rocking that out. But I found some really cute ones that I can totally wear and I can go into. I went to where'd it goes? To Roseburg.
Yeah.
And we were seeing, like, the wildlife safari.
Oh, yeah,
Forgot my swimsuit. But I was able to go into a Ross Dress for Less, pick out any fucking swimsuit, try it on. They all fit. I was like, what?
Every single one of them.
Never happens.
Yep.
So I had, like, I can actually have choices now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just a huge, it's just the choices, I think, is just, it makes such a big deal.
Well, yeah, because all you wore was t-shirts and jeans.
Yep, and hoodies.
And so now you have a whole new wardrobe opening up to you of swimsuits and dresses and cardigans and
leggings and like it's the whole world. Like I became girly once I lost weight.
You really
became very girly. I could finally embrace like being a girl.
So that's a non-scale victory is you got to embrace
your
girly side.
Yeah, my girly side.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have earrings now and everything.
You wear jewelry.
I wear jewelry.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but.
You do. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
A big one, speaking of jewelry, was your ring size.
Oh, yes.
Because I know you experienced this.
Twice.
You had to get it resized. Mm-hmm. And then you guys got a new one, right?
Yeah, we resized the original ring.
Mm-hmm.
And then we needed to resize it one more. And that's when I bought the second ring.
Yeah.
And then I had to resize that one more time.
That's so crazy.
So, and then I didn't realize that they take your ring.
That was a sad day.
I was
when you trade your ring in.
I just didn't realize I was trading it. Like, I thought I was just getting a new ring.
You were just going to buy a new ring.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were doing. I didn't know that I was giving them my ring to discount the price. And then, I might have made a different decision. But since I was already in the motion and signed some shit, I was like, fuck.
You're like, I have to go with it.
I guess is what we're doing here. So I was a little disappointed, but whatever. It's fine now.
Yeah.
I like my ring.
You love your ring. Yeah.
So.
I went down, I think, from a size 9 to a size 7 in ring.
Mm.
Like, I waited as long as possible. And my fingers swell because of the arthritis all of that. So I didn't want to get it to where it was, like, if I had a bad day, I wasn't going to get that ring off.
Right.
So I just kept it at a size 7. And there's some days, like, when it's super cold out, like, oh, I'm like, I'm going to lose my ring. Like, oh, it's going to happen. And then there's other days, like today, where it was normal weather and it fits just fine. Nice. So, but yeah, that was a big one, being able to go down that much.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize, like, how fat my fingers were.
Right? Well, I didn't realize it either. Flubby flubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Little flubby flubs.
I like my hands out. I even like paint my fingernails.
I want you to say flubby flub more, me.
Say flubby flubs?
Yeah, because you keep saying it like really quiet.
Like flubby flubby flubs. Flubby flubs. But yeah, like that, I guess that's a non-skill victory, is like losing weight in your hands. And yeah, then like now I like, I have nail polish and I put nail polish mm-hmm. on. I haven't done that in a while, but I went through a whole phase. I have like 20 different colors.
You're embracing your girl side.
Yeah.
It's there.
It was fun.
Yeah. It's fun. Always fun. Like being able to do all of those girl things. Like for me, one of my best me time non-scale victories mm-hmm. is being able to take a bath.
Oh.
Like, okay. I love taking baths, but any woman that is out there knows that when you get into a bath, it like barely covers your stomach. It's oh. not comfortable. Like, yeah. And I have a soaker tub.
You and do.
Back when I was at my highest, that's, I mean, it didn't hit oh, really? Past my stomach. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And so now that I can actually fit into it, like there's room on either side of me. It's amazing. Like, so there's some days where I take 2 baths a day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just because I can.
I really don't like baths.
Nope, you don't. And she has the most amazing clawfoot tub.
I do. I fucking hate yeah. it. No.
I'm jealous.
You can pay for it. We will totally sell it to you. I will sell it to anybody. I don't want that damn thing.
It won't fit in my bathtub or my bathroom.
No, it won't.
Well, I would have to do some major remodeling.
Maybe someone else can have it.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Is because my bathroom's too small. It's not that I hate
yeah, your the bathroom tub itself. Is too small.
I feel like a clawfoot tub should be treated properly. It needs its own room. It needs the space. I shouldn't have it in like this corner of a tiny bathroom where I have to have 4 different curtains around it so water doesn't get everywhere. It's a pain in the ass. Yeah. It needs to be treated like a bath, like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And it needs to have room all around it.
So you need like a wet room.
Basically.
Yeah.
A where soak the whole, room, whatever.
From the top to the bottom, it's all tiled.
Yeah.
And so if water gets outside of the tub, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
And there's a drain. Yep. Like, yeah. You need a wet room.
You need a wet room.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the actual term for it, but I'm going to use it.
Well, and guess what? I'm not going to do that because it costs a lot of money. Nope. So it's going to stay exactly the way that it is. I'm going to bitch about it. Because,
all right. You're totally.
Because, I mean, we talked about putting an insert in. But yeah. It would look really weird. It would actually make the room smaller.
Oh, yeah.
So just I'm stick like, with where no, you're at. We'll just keep it the way it is.
Yeah.
So anyways. I would say the last one that I had was walking on the beach.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why was that one?
I remember to this day walking up a dune.
Okay.
And like struggling.
Oh.
It was a deal. And like I was all sweaty and icky and like Dylan and Eric are already at the car. And it's just like, I was just so frustrated.
Not a good memory.
Not a good memory. And okay. So like lost a bunch of weight, got my energy back. And then like going to the beach now is so easy peasy.
Yeah.
But the first time I went out, I was like so nervous. It was going to be like a shit storm.
Yeah.
But it totally wasn't because now I can move around on the beach.
And you have fun.
Yeah. Now I can play on the beach, but I can do the Frisbee thing. If that's the thing that we want to do that day, you know, like I'm not exhausted. That's awesome.
I love it.
Because that was like, it was like an argument. Like we argued on the way home because I was just so cranky.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not cranky anymore.
Well, yeah, you just put your body through hell and then you're not wanting to admit that you just put your body through hell. So, yeah. And then you're cranky about that. So, no, I get it.
Yeah. Because it took me a long time to get to the car.
Yeah.
And well, I realized like, and people are going to be like, why wasn't Eric just there with you? It's like, no, I told him to go away.
Yeah. Well, because you're struggling. You're embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's taking you forever. And you're just like, I just want to get this over with so I can go home.
Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to get in that car.
Yep.
And it was so frustrating. I was like,
I completely get it.
Man, so that was definitely a big non-skill victory for me.
That's awesome.
And it's funny because, like I said, in the beginning, I didn't realize I was having these in the moment. Yeah. Like, I was feeling great, and I was like, mm-hmm. oh, this is cool. But until you pointed out what a non-skill victory is, I was like, oh, okay. Like,
you're like, yeah, I did have
these. I had a lot of those.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even know I was having them. So.
They're huge milestones. They're so motivating mm-hmm. during your journey because... You know, like I said, the scale will eventually slow down and stop.
Yeah.
Like, you can't keep going. And so having these little non-skill victories are what keeps you on your path. And
yeah,
you just have to focus on them. Even if it's something as eating half of a grilled cheese sandwich.
Right.
You know, that is still a non-skill victory because... Before you had surgery, you would have eaten the whole thing.
Oh, totally. And all the fries.
And so...
And had like a soda to drink, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. So whether you're realizing it or not, thinking back, like, where was I before?
Yeah. Yeah.
To now. Like, and even though you're kind of beating yourself up about eating half of a grilled cheese, look at what you did.
I know.
Like... But you did
like,
awesome.
I know. That's like the thing though. Like we always go to the negative side.
Yep.
So you have to like remember to go be positive and think of all the positive things.
Be positive.
And that's what these victories are all about.
They're all positive.
So.
Yeah. And they're just to keep your life going.
I have to agree.
All right.
I think that's it.
Thanks for listening, guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcast.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join us on patreon.com/OSLP where you can get exclusive content.
Thanks for listening to Our Sleep Life,
a podcast for patients by patients.